This is Data Lee dictating history physical, patient name Han, H-A-N, David, D-A-Y-D, James. Han, David, James. Date of birth for this patient is 3-27-1948. Place, Franklinwood, Genesis, Nursing Rehab. Date of service 5-2-2023. History of present illness, this is a 75-year-old male. He was admitted to MedStar Hospital, brought by the EMS with generalized weakness and short of breath. Patient was known to be hypoxic. They did echo show ejection fraction 40-45%. Patient was ruled in for non-STEMI with a peak troponin of 12.6. He underwent cardiac catheterization, showed three vessel disease involving left main. He was also started an antibiotic preoperatively and for presumed pneumonia, which was continued for 5-day course. Cardiothoracic consulted and the patient underwent coronary artery bypass graft. Patient tolerated the procedure well. Post-operatively, he was maintained on metoprolol, Plavix, aspirin.
Yeah, I was thinking
to
where they are.
I don't know. Minus is 166 over 10. And all the supportive medications. Initially, the lisinopril was held because to optimize beta blocker therapy. PTOT consulted. And patient was seen by cardiothoracic surgery and he was deemed to be stable for discharge and patient was transferred to the nursing rehab last night. Today when I saw the patient, he denied any headache, no fever, no chills, no nausea, no vomiting. Past medical history, patient has a history of alcohol abuse, history of appendectomy, back pain, cardiomyopathy, coronary artery calcification on CT scan, the past gout, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, and a recent non-STEMI episode and required coronary artery bypass graft, history of right total hip surgery. Social history, no alcohol, no drug abuse. He does have a history of alcohol abuse and he was maintained on thiamine while in the hospital, but no other drugs. Medication upon discharge, patient was on Tylenol, 650 Q6-hour PRN, DONAP treatment Q4-hour PRN, and DONAP 3 times a day, allopurinol 300 mg daily, aspirin 81 mg daily, Lipitor 80 mg daily, budesonide 0.5 mg twice a day, nebulizer treatment, Plavix 75 mg daily, Colace 100 mg, BID, folic acid 1 mg daily, Lasix 40 mg daily, and Mucinex 1200 mg BID, magnesium oxide 400 mg daily, twice a day, melatonin 3 mg at night, metoprolol 12.5 mg BID, Protonix 40 mg daily, Miralax 17 gram daily, potassium chloride 20 mEq daily, and thiamine 100 mg PO daily. Rural system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, no inhalation, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, no pain, genitourinary, no hematuria, no dysuria, constitutional, no fever, no chills. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented M3, cooperative. His blood pressure is 104 over 63, pulse 82, temperature 98.5, respiration 18, pulse ox 94%. Had dynamic, nomophilic, eyes and ectaric, no inertia, throat clear, neck supple, chest. Scar at that sternotomy is clean and dry and is healing. Lungs clear, no wheezing, heart SNS2 regular, abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowel sound positive. Extremities, there is ecchymosis, extensive, the right posterior leg ecchymosis noted, and also both legs some edema noted, but no cough tenderness. Neuro, he's awake, alert, we entered M3, moving all his extremities equal. I have reviewed the lab done today. He has a chest X-ray negative. Reported to have a leukocytosis, but apparently there's no clear evidence of infection. Sodium is 143, potassium 4.2, chloride 105, CO2 33, creatinine 0.9, and BUN is 19. WBC count is 14.2, hemoglobin 8.7, numerical 27.7. Patient labs are viewed by NP earlier, and she has ordered urine analysis. I will wait for that. Also, will order CBC, BMT repeat tomorrow again. Assessment, patient admitted coronary artery disease, recent non-stemis. Next, status post coronary artery bypass graft. Number two, cardiomyopathy, ejection fraction of 40 to 45%. Number three, hypertension. Number four, hyperlipidemia. Number five, history of alcohol abuse. Number six, history of gouty arthritis. History of left hip intertrochanteric fracture in the past. Plan of care will continue all the current medications, follow-up labs, CBC, and monitor him closely and extensive rehab. Thank you.